afternoon, and thank you for inviting me today. Let me start off by saying that Utah really gives it. I am really very proud to be a juvenile court judge in Utah. I've been on the bench for about 15 years, and I've been fortunate to attend several conferences amongst the Juvenile and Family Court Judge Association. There's actually the National Association of Juvenile and Family Court Judges. I've also been very fortunate to attend drug conferences because I actually provided two drug courts, the Family Drug Court and the Juvenile Drug Court. And in that capacity, I have met judges from all across the country and from several different courts. And whenever I say that I'm a juvenile court judge in Utah, what I hear from people is a great sense of envy, because we have one of the best, if not the best, systems in the country. And let me tell you a little bit why. First of all, the juvenile court in Utah is of equal status to the district court, so we're treated just as though we're a district court judge. To adjudicate cases, or our jurisdiction in Utah to be to hear cases, is first of all, we adjudicate matters of any juvenile under the age of 18 who is charged with an offense, and second, to adjudicate matters that relate to the abuse or neglect of the child. So what I typically like to explain to people is the 10 o'clock press story that you hear on the news where a meth lab has been busted in an house and say 5 kids were removed, placed in the custody of the state, and we usually have a shelter hearing on that case within the next few days. Those are the two types of cases that we hear. We do have concurrent jurisdiction with the district court in certain cases, where if the court or custody order has been made in the district court, and the jurisdiction of the district court is continuing, the juvenile court may acquire jurisdiction in a case involving the same child if the child is abused, neglected, or dependent. So, Senator Hilliard asked a question of Ray, what if you have a divorce case that's pending, and there's a custody dispute between mom and dad? If the father were to allege abuse or neglect against the mother, that part of the case can be certified to the juvenile court, so they don't need to go back and forth between two different courtrooms. The juvenile court could hear the custody dispute and the issue involving abuse or neglect. Now let me talk a little bit about the differences between Utah and other states. First of all, Utah is a model juvenile court for other states. In fact, there actually is a term of art called a model court, and Utah has been fortunate enough to be given that term of art and considered to be a model court. And we actually visit and educate other courts from other states that come to visit us because we have such a good system. We have a one judge, one family state. So a classic example, and I'll keep trying to refer to this scenario that Senator Hilliard asked about, if you have a divorce case that's pending, it starts off in district court and then it's certified to the juvenile court. And let's say in that divorce case, I'm going to change the scenario a little bit, but let's say that you have a 16-year-old who's charged with burglary. I would hear that case. I would have the juvenile before me that is charged with burglary. I would also have the custody case involving abuse or neglect. And then let's say that 15-year-old sister comes in and she's charged with shoplifting. I would also have that case. Let's say that the case terminates and we're now 4 or 5 years down the road. We now have a 10-year-old who's moved on to other things besides shoplifting and she's involved in a gang and committing a few burglaries. I would see her back. So she would keep coming back to me as long as she is a juvenile. And let's say that her mother remarries and now her stepfather is charged with abusing her. I would also see that case back. So I get to know the family very well, and they get to know me very well. You know, they can't pull anything over my eyes. Additionally, we follow very strict timelines in Utah. We're very fortunate, unlike some huge metropolitan areas where they have such a large caseload, it's very difficult for them to follow strict timelines. We do follow very strict timelines here. Second difference between Utah and other states is Utah is a standalone juvenile court. Now, in most other states, the judge is appointed to the court of general jurisdiction, and then that judge rotates. So, for example, and typically, unfortunately, this is not how it should be, But judges that have less seniority go to the family court or the juvenile court because it's seen as being a talking or another state. So let's say that I'm appointed to the bench. I'm going to serve as a family court judge for 3 years. Then I rotate to the criminal court. Maybe I serve there for 10 years, and then I rotate to the civil court. So I could have 3 or 4, maybe 5 different assignments during my tenure on the bench. In Utah, I was appointed by Governor Leavitt to the juvenile court back in 1994 because I wanted to be a juvenile court judge, as do all of my colleagues, and that is where I will remain until I retire and not go to the out of office. So we're very fortunate that we do have a standalone juvenile court and we don't remedy all. The third difference is that Utah enjoys an excellent reputation and specialization. Every single one of our juvenile court judges is appointed there because that is where he or she wanted to be. Not because I eventually wanted to be in the criminal court or the civil court, but because I wanted to be a juvenile court judge. As such, every single one of our judges has a strong background and experience and specialization in child development and in child cases. We have several juvenile court judges that have been guardians ad litem, several that have been assistant attorneys general, several that have been criminal defense attorneys, that have been district attorneys in juvenile court or defense attorneys in juvenile court. So they take the bench, basically already trained, so to speak, and they're there because they want to be. The creation of a family court would result in a lot of current district court judges serving as family court judges who do not enjoy that strong background specialization. The fourth difference is we don't really have a problem with fragmentation in Utah. As I stated earlier, under the concurrent jurisdictional provision, the juvenile court judges can hear the custody cases when abuse or neglect has been alleged. And the fifth difference is family courts are not always in the best interest of the child and the family. In states where family court judges exist, many have a great deal of expertise in divorces, in alimony, in property determination. But those judges don't have experience in child welfare or experience in child development issues. So while you may have a judge who is excellent in determining property decisions and deciding alimony, when that judge has a case of child abuse before him or a delinquency case in front of him, he may not necessarily have the expertise to deal with that. Also, in several cases where they started, family courts, the juvenile family courts have become so large that they have had to resort to fragmentation. And a good example of that is in California. They call it a juvenile court, but they have several judges who specialize only in child welfare cases and several judges who specialize only in delinquency cases. So in the scenario that I used earlier, you could have a divorce pending before one judge. You could, if there's an allegation of abuse, go see a second judge for that issue, and then, in the scenario when the 16-year-old is charged with a burglary, he would have to go see a third judge. In Utah, that doesn't happen, and because it's grown so big in many other states, and because the problems can be very complex in family court issues, they do have to spread out among many different judges because of the caseload. One judge simply can't see it all, and we don't have that issue. In the state of Utah. So I think we have an excellent system in Utah. I think family courts were developed to address many problems in many other states, but I think we're very blessed in Utah because we have not had those problems and those issues. And I don't think that our system, I think that our system does an excellent job of handling those different issues. And I think, as I stated earlier, we are a model court for many of the other jurisdictions, and we have a system that we want to talk to. I think, of course. Thank you.